I don't know if you know our good friend Coach Slocum.
Yeah.
He's got a new gig.
Coach Slocum. The Coach Slocum has a new gig. Yeah,
Coach Slocum has a new gig. Joining us right now to talk about that, Coach Slocum on a mobile. Coach Slocum on a mobile, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Well, howdy, John, Lance. It's good to talk to you. Kicking off a new year here in college football.
You ready for some college football, huh, Coach? And you're going to be talking about it on Fox, huh?
Well, there's the winds of change in the air. I tell you, it's a great time of year. You know, we got reruns on TV. They got no sales tax this weekend on underwear. You got, you know, your football camps are opening up, and Baylor football is back on the front page of the sports section today. So everything's falling in line just like it ought to be.
Yeah, definitely. Coach, you know, you're not on ESPN. You are on Fox. ESPN's kind of the, you know, they're the big name in college football right now. But have you taken anything away from Beano Cook, from Lee Corso, from Herb Street, from Fowler, those guys? I mean, what's your style going to be like?
Well, I think, you know, ESPN, nobody watches that show anymore. I think, you know, the Fox Sports Channel, that's a strong show. Last year they had Spike Dykes on there. He was talking about donkey tails and chicken coops, and Tony Casillas on there on the post-game shows. It was an entertaining show. So I'm going to have to really step up to keep up with Spikes and those guys. But, yeah, you can forget Lee Corso. He's got nothing on the coach, let me tell you what.
Yeah, nobody's watching ESPN anymore, Coach. It's all about Fox and everything you're doing. So what's your role going to be? You're going to be the Lee Corso of Fox now, or what?
Well, that's right. They got all kinds of plans for me. We may be, you know, we have a telestrator probably. We're gonna have some sing-alongs up there on the studio set. So we're looking for big things. You know, and we'll probably do some. I'll probably pick against the line every week. We'll do some handicapping.
Oh yeah. Handicap will
love
be
that.
Good. Yeah, absolutely,
yeah, that's good.
Coach.
No, that's good. That ain't getting Neuheisel in too much trouble. No, Coach, that's good.
Well, that's right. It's, you know, it's been a long off season for some coaches out there. You know, rookie Neuheisel, I felt for the poor guy. I mean, who hadn't dropped a couple of $1,000s on college sports? Now, you know, every coach out there does that. You know,
Mike Price?
Oh, exactly. Mike Price down there. I mean, you know, the poor guy, you know, he just went in to get him a drink, and then and somebody put some big booze-eyes in his face, and he gets in trouble, you know.
Well, which of us haven't dropped a couple of thousand there, too, huh, Coach?
he dropped some coin. He dropped some coin, and, you know, in room service. You know, university, they've always been glad to pick up room service for the coaches. I think that got blown out of proportion, and, you know, there was just some sour Alabama fans out there, but that's okay. And, of course, you had, you know, the players. Now you got Maurice Corvette. He's in trouble, and let's not forget about the Bonghorn Four that got pulled over in Madisonville. You know,
the Bonghorn, did you say, Coach?
Coach?
Yeah, the Bonghorns.
Bonghorn.
Okay.
Well, how about that Sooner? Everidge. You know, how about
Brandon Everidge.
How about this guy, too, Coach? I mean, it's not only the Bonghorns. How about the Sooners, too? The Bongers.
And I heard that the starting wide receiver for K-State just the other day got in trouble,
sweet,
too. So
sweet.
What's the deal
and
with the Big
12?
And then
you got Larry Eustace, who wants to – I mean, it's going over – into college basketball as well, Coach. You know, everybody just wants to have a good time, I think, and you can't have a good time anymore in the college athletics.
Well, you can't. I mean, you can't fire guns at people or get drunk all night. I mean, we just need to get back and play some football. Let's get back on the field. I mean, don't worry about, you know, going to the court for these guys. Drop the charges. They don't need rehab. You know, nobody needs to sit out a game. You want to drive a $20,000 car up there to Ohio State? Well, hey, that's fine. Let's get on the field. Let's play some football.
That's the way it should be, Coach.
Well, that was a borrowed car, though, Coach. I don't know if you know that. It was borrowed, and the $800 was in the 300 cassette, the 300
Coach,
CDs.
But you didn't hear. Coach doesn't care.
He doesn't care about that.
He
didn't care.
He said, who cares? It's borrowed. Let's just play football.
Well, Eric Dickerson, he borrowed a car for 4 years. Nobody seemed to mind.
Hey, Coach, it looks like you got out of the Big 12 South just at the right time. You got two of the teams in the top five. You got Kansas State, that's also a top five team. This conference is unbelievable this year.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, they're still trying to. Every year, the Big 12 gets better. You know, and they got the Mountain West and the WAC in their sights, and one of these days they'll get there. But it's going to be a tough conference. You got some new coaches out there, Coach Morris, and Coach, you got Coach Fran and his Fedayeen group up there at A&M now. So I tell you what. You know, you get ready for Fat Man Gino and those Baylor Bears. Every week it's going to be a battle in the Big 12.
Now, Coach, stepping outside of the football realm for a second, and I know you have some thoughts on this. Weapons of mass destruction, They haven't found any yet. What are your thoughts on that right now? Are they just not looking in the right places?
Well, they're not. You know, they've been looking in churches and schools and things like that. You know, Saddam, he's got a big RV. He's probably got a trailer. He's hauling those things around there in the desert. You know, and the Democrats, they're trying to stop the whole search deal. It's just a puffing mechanism.
Right.
There are Democratic pot bangers out there. They're on the internet. They're just trying to bang away at poor George W.
on message boards.
So you think it's in the Madden Cruiser that maybe they need to look for the big Saddam's big RV?
Well, he does. Yeah, he's got the Outback sponsor out there, and he's got the warheads packed there on the back of his truck.
If you think he's tooling around in the Outback Cruiser, huh? That's
well, probably the Baghdad equivalent.
The equivalent?
Whatever the equivalent is.
He's got his babes out there. You know, he got the Tigris and the Euphrates River there. He's got a lakefront place where he's hanging out with the babes.
Girls just laying out on towels.
Yeah.
Out by the Euphrates.
Yeah.
Trying to get a little tan.
That's all.
Catch some rays.
Give the guy a break. He's just trying to just trying to get along, just like everybody else. Well, Coach, we're really excited about seeing you on Fox this year. That's gonna be great. I'm thrilled. And college football is back. This is a big time for everybody.
Well, it is. We're excited, you know. And then I'm sure the ratings are gonna be sky high this year. And we'll talk about all the good teams and the Dirt Monkeys and me and Spike. We'll probably do some celebrity boxing, maybe. It's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to the sing-alongs as well. And I'm looking forward to seeing Coach Fran. Now, how's your relationship with Coach Fran? Everything good over there?
Well, we're tight. We're really close, and everything's going well. We had the big controversy up there this summer. They wanted to put a big inflatable helmet out that, you know, the players run through. And so even though the fans really liked it, there were no complaints. There was certainly no emails or internet chatter about that. Texas A&M fans didn't think that was high school at all, but
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, they did.
That may not go through.
Yeah, I can't believe that that's
running
like
through
that.
A big helmet with smoke with some fog machine. That may not work.
I don't know how much you hear here in Houston, but we're playing a lot of Aggie commercials on our air lately. You guys haven't hit some problems selling some tickets up there or something? Everything okay?
Well, it's good. You know, the athletic director, he's in good grace. He came in, the first thing he did is he raised ticket prices 40%. So. Everybody applauded the move, and they thought it was after a 6-6 season. Why not? You might as well jack those things up. It's only going to cost you $55 to see the Baylor game. So everything's guns blazing up there in College Station.
That's nice. Just $55 to see those Bears. That's a bargain right there.
Well, it is. You know, you only got $50 to see the Indians of Arkansas State. It's probably one of the premier kickoffs in college football this year.
Speaking of which, you guys are. He really kicked it up with the schedule again this year, Coach.
The schedule's pretty hard, actually. Early on, it's not, but you're going two Pitt.
Oh, well.
Well, not you, Coach. You know who we're talking about, the Aggies. Two Pitt, two Virginia Tech, two Nebraska, two Oklahoma. This just in. The Aggies might have little problems this year, even with a new coach, huh?
Well, it's not going to be easy. It's certainly not what we faced back in the days of the Southwest Conference when you had to travel to places like Rice Stadium and to a Astrodome that was only half filled, but it's a tough schedule nonetheless. You know, they got the Hokies out there in Blacksburg, Virginia. They got a few road games. You know,
I hear you got the number. Texas A&M is supposed to have the number one schedule in the nation. Coach, you're not responsible for any of that on the way out. Where you didn't just on the way out, you didn't say, "Hey, by the way, let's get USC on here too." You didn't throw one in in a couple years down the road, a little monkey wrench, did you?
Well, no, we wouldn't do that. We looked at the schedule every year. We knew what we were facing. And, all you got to do, you go 5-7, 6-6 this year, it's all good. And, you know, the calls and the cards and letters will be pouring in for Coach Fran.
Well, I seem to remember you with a couple of trips to Lake Charles. And, I don't know. The schedule just doesn't seem nearly as tough this year if you don't have a trip to Lake Charles or the McNeese coming up to visit you.
Or Wyoming when he was hunting.
Yeah.
Remember when he had the hunting trip?
Hunting trip. I mean, Coach Fran's got it easy this year, Coach.
Well, that's right, John. If you're not playing some of the big schools in Louisiana every year, I think it's a little easier schedule for him. When you don't have, the McNeese and the Louisiana Techs and the Tulanes on there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Coach. Well, congratulations on the gig, Coach. We're all looking forward to it.
All right, guys, gig them, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you. It's Coach Slocum on a mobile.